Be seated, please. A few minutes ago, we read these lines from Exodus, a story about Israel's exodus from Egypt. The Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and turned the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. The Israelites went into the sea on dry ground, the waters forming a wall for them on their right and on their left. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider has he thrown into the sea. And a few minutes from now, we'll read these words from the blessing of the baptismal water in the font right there. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. Obviously, it is more than water that concerns us here tonight. We must remember, though, that for 1.1 billion humans who lack access to clean, fresh water, it is more than a symbol. It is a precious commodity that stands between them and death. Even though we here are spared that crisis, at least for the time being, water is a potent reminder of God's ability and willingness to create and maintain life, both biological and spiritual. Tonight, Mikolai enters more fully and formally the family of God that we know as the church, Christ's body in the world. He, Mikolai, becomes a living part of that body of which we are all parts as well. God works miracles in the world today, often through the efforts of us human beings, God's own children. The central miracle of our faith is greater, more astounding, more life-giving than the parting of the waters in the Red Sea, greater than the voice of God at Jesus' baptism, greater than all else. Tonight and tomorrow and for the next 50 days, we celebrate the season of the resurrection of our Lord from the dead, resurrection from all the powers of earth ranged against him that day in Jerusalem, and victory over death and all its attendant fears and threats for all of us. This is what we celebrate tonight with Mikolai, his entrance into the fellowship of the risen Christ, God's victory over all that is not God, God's loving and protective embrace of all of us, God's children, along with Mikolai. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.